Honorable members, our minister and the head department, our guest today, you are very welcome in Parliament. In this particular very, very important portfolio committee, it is the understanding of the African National Congress caucus that this is People's Parliament. Each time when a member comes, a member of the society, we feel very honored, because it is not for us, nor is it for the ruling party, that there is this portfolio committee and the department. It is because of the importance of the people of South Africa. Therefore, all members who have arrived, who are neither the department nor a parliament, is very, very welcome. We would like this to be known, that this is an open session, and any other time our offices are available for them to ask questions, to make follow-up, because they don't speak in such a meeting. It's their duty to chase the parliamentarians as well as the chair to say, when you were saying this, what did you mean? Why did you respond in such a manner when you were talking to so-and-so? So these are the matters that we are here for on a daily basis. Let me take this very moment and welcome the department as well as the minister. Honorable Minister, I do want to say when I welcome you, we are supposed to be indeed having you as part of the delegation. But I want to repeat this for members of this portfolio committee to understand clearly that if there is any other important program that affects South Africans, you ought to be there. Because matters of parliament, internal activities can be arranged and organized in our own arrangement. But matters such as xenophobia, where people are dying, and when matters you supposed to represent this country in other forums where we supposed to give reports, like Millennium Goals, I want to assure you, Honorable Minister, that if there's a need, you can even take the DG. Because out there, we are the people of South Africa, not only interested to hear voices of the politicians, but also the voices of those who actually utilize this budget. I'm raising this whip because when we were debating, there was a big issue about the minister not attending. Mm. But it was not a matter that was ever raised in this platform. And I still think, believe that members of this portfolio committee should be honest to raise matters they don't agree with within this portfolio committee, and not to wait for the gallery to be full and they go up on an attack on our minister to say she does not attend. Whereas we sit here with the secretary of this portfolio committee with apologies which substantiate why the minister is not available. I'm really, really feeling very, 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 I don't know, but it's hurting because as a chair, I've continued to want to be honest to every member and to allow every member to have access to the minister. I say it not once, not twice, to say if anything does not come up in your letter to the minister, ask me. The minister is prepared for a bilateral to actually say, with regards to this, this is all what is about, bilateral, woman to woman, if it's men, not men to men. So I really don't want to preside when I feel there's something that needs to have been corrected at a given stage. Worth for honorable members to bring issues of political organizations into their debate. The fact that the minister is said to be busy with a campaign is more than annoying. But I want also to express our view, honorable members, especially those of the ANC. We are not prepared to stoop down, to leave the content of our budget speech and go to answer things that are something to go by. To say the minister is so busy with the campaign, I can sitting here, cite invitations to this portfolio committee in which minister we were not allowed by the powers that be to go and attend what was most important, which was the issue of SASA having a conference on corruption. And then because they wanted to come clean, they extended their invitations, honorable Kotana, to this committee. And we submitted to the chair and we were told that we are not going to attend because of the reasons they raised. Not that they wanted to have a conference alone. We have also invitations that invite us to programs like Himikonzo, which we could not manage to attend, as well as issues of summits or indaba of the social workers. So the department is indeed not hiding any issues. And I appeal to the members that at some stage, what is most important is that the chairperson is hiding, is not providing an opportunity for members to raise issues. We have gone out of our way. We have our own workshop, which we held for 2 days to actually deal with the matters that are not clear. Some issues I ignored because I knew that those matters were sub judice. So the minister could not be able to actually give an answer but these matters are going to be brought in. That's why I'm raising this, secretary, to say matters that were alleged to have taken place in the budget speeches must come back here, and the minister will be here and SASA will be here, so that we scrutinize whether the matters that were alleged in that platform were really supposed to be in that platform. I wanted to actually, as a chair, I'm not a facilitator, I'm a chair. And I chair this committee. Chairing means guiding this committee towards a productive product of service that will actually improve the lives of the poor. There are people in the street who are hungry, whose documents are not available for them to actually access what is provided through this portfolio committee and through the budget that we devoted. There are people who have got a lot of problems out there. Rapists, everything is going out there. So we don't really want to utilize parliamentary time for really to score politics, whatever. But what we want to do is to every day, every moment, deal with this. We're here today, post the budget speech. And I want to actually thank those political parties whose members were able to convince their political parties to actually adopt and support the budget. So those political parties must also go to their caucuses and say, we as this portfolio committee say thank you to those members who convinced their caucuses that the budget is supposed to be supported. We actually take serious, honorable members, from different political parties, those matters which were genuinely raised, like the IFP, who raised issues, those issues that were raised, we are going to be honest to you, honorable member, to actually pay attention to what you raised as issues. But we must also say issues raised can never be solved without budget. So we will give you an opportunity as a member of this portfolio committee, not anyway today, to actually submit that as a party, this is what we're not happy about as a caucus of that political party. And therefore, we will address those. We are here to address those. And today, our business is the business that, if I'm very correct, Secretary, is the matter that we could have dealt with in the last portfolio committee meeting. But because members had spent a lot of time, Minister, dealing with it, all the presentations, interrogating those, starting from the strategic priority, going on to all the programs, and many other things that we had raised were corrected. But acting DG, there are matters that we still raise because we want to understand each other in terms of what administration is and how we want to oversight the administration. Because in the main, the administration should give us an organogram that seeks to say the minister is in charge. You know this organogram I'm talking about. And the minister, as the minister is in charge, you also have the deputy minister. And you have a very, very important or technical person, the DG. And below the DG, so that when we talk of budget, and when we want to make an oversight, we are clear that is administration which I'm talking about. But Honorable Minister, the issue that we were not really, really agreeing with is the fact that programs are not necessarily administration. Because programs fall under those particular programs and priorities. So if you talk of something that we did not agree properly, CFO, was the matter that building institutions for welfare services is not necessarily admin. Admin talks dearly about the institutional arrangement. If the department having an organogram or institutional arrangement that will enable them to be able to drive the services. And if that's the case, we're also saying, in that case, we're also saying, budget is going to be how you manage your budget. That's where oversight comes. How is, are the offices, Honorable Minister, able to know that they don't use phones? There are measures. That's what we want to know. How much is spent on COE? As we say, how much specifically, there is a norm that says the department can't have a budget for COE that is more than the budget of the service delivered. If you don't unpack that part, we won't be able to say, to actually oversight. That's why we want it to come according to that sequence, so that we are able to be reporting to the country that their budget is below the service delivery. So what we give you for employee compensation is the service delivery is important. That's why you exist, to drive those programs. Number two is the duty of the portfolio committee to account to the nation that you don't have posts that are redundant, that still are budgeted for. I've always disagreed with the fact that when you talk administration, it's not political. It is extremely political, because that's where the engine of the department is. So I would want in future that when these members of the portfolio committee raise this matter, it is arranged the way. In fact, you can look into a budget book. It actually shows what is supposed to be administration and what was budgeted for. The other cry has been that of integration of services. Because if you run in silos, you are parallel lines that will never meet. So the transformation process requires that we all integrate. So we would want to, in future, to actually discuss this matter. Because our duty is not judgment. We are not police. We are not going to judge you. All we want to do is to engage so that you can raise your own side. But in terms of law, we are clear of what we want to oversight. This is exactly the way to go. And that's why we are actually going to deal with the budget. Then we will know that all your redundant posts, which you don't need, have been freezed. Or you are in the process of changing them, transforming them according to your needs. It is you who came to this portfolio committee and you said you are your vision is a new, dynamic, effective, one department. So we follow your vision, you follow your mission, we also follow your budget to achieve those. Here in front of us, we have the department that is going to finish up what we left over as per agreement. We all agreed with that. So we go straight to the presentation now. But I wanted to highlight these matters because when debate is there, chairs are there to listen very carefully what the members of the portfolio committee are raising in that, so that if they need correction, we correct. The only machinery that has to correct and implement recommendations from political parties is this portfolio committee. But the portfolio committee listens to substance. The portfolio committee will deal with matters that need attention, not matters that are supposed to be heard by the public out and not recommendations that will change the life of the people of South Africa. This moment, members that have just arrived have been welcomed, and we understand where you were caught because we sit here as other EPCs are still continuing. Can we then allow the department, Minister, it's in your court, you will be able to lead us, but also to actually give us a guide. What are your views in all what is in here before your department starts? Thank you very much.
To pay attention to is a integrated development HIV and AIDS. Because there was a time when we were in a crisis mode, and we had different areas in as far as the chief directorate of HIV and AIDS is concerned, and we focused more, we were responding rather than focusing on prevention. So we are now trying to focus on prevention, and prevention needs a lot of mobilization and advocacy work, but also research that was done by and the Department of Health was pronounced last year, and it was found that the number of infections are increasing in the ages of I think 235. But it's youth stages, and it was more in the tertiary institutions. So what we have to do is to redirect our program and focus on the youth and HIV and AIDS. I've given myself enough time to have a discussion with that team, so that we can be able to respond to the needs of young people present. I just wanted to say that we are trying to be able. But also integration. Mikondo is part of integration of our services. What has been happening is that we want to deal with issues in silos. When a social development in a ward, first we have to work with the counselor, we have to work with the development committee, we have to work with CDOs and NGOs, we have to understand the standing of institutions that take care of vulnerable groups. We have to understand where the grant recipients are, and that says that our monitoring arm should be very strong, because we need to go with our children from ECD level up until grade 12, and we must know if they are school dropouts, what are the problems, teenage pregnancy. How do you ensure that kids go back to school? And we're trying to go down in terms of our program. We have to be able to massify, and we're also looking at legislation. For instance, health. What if they have a health act that says that the buck stops with the national department? But we don't have a Social Development Act that says that if there are problems in a certain area, his province attend to those problems. They will say to you, the premier has a prerogative on this issue. Your responsibility is a policy. So that those are areas that we are trying to look into. SAFA, I think we have reported that there are many posts at SAFA that were created when SAFA was established. And we are looking into how we can deal with those posts. But you must keep in mind some of the decisions that, for instance, come from the Fiscal Commission. That we have to come here and present so that we get the budget for that, because the reports, there are recommendations, and the commission knows that we don't have funds for that. And they are recommending that we should come to the portfolio committee and make a representation so that we can have a funding for ensuring that SAFA has a well oiled machinery, and we have to try and ensure that SAFA takes a full responsibility of the payment of a grant, working hand in hand with other state institutions. The issue of compensation of employees, I think the area where we've had a challenge is MDA, where the percentage of compensation of employees is has always been more than the work that we are doing. Again, we are trying to deal with that, but also what is important is that we have redirected MDA program so that MDA becomes relevant. So the DG is going to lead the team. What we are going to do today is to give our financial and performance report, and then thereafter we will respond to questions. And we are also going to look into the issues that were raised by the portfolio committee members during the debate. You know, when we are debating, sometimes we want to fight, and most of the time areas that get picked up are those that have to do with fight, and those that are constructive end up being dropped because we are fighting. And in actual fact, the debate is about, as you said, interventing, changing the quality of life of the people. So we are earnestly going to look into all the speeches, and then have maybe a workshop with the portfolio committee and report in about, or give a report on how we are going to be kicking up on all the areas that the portfolio committee has concerns about. Thank you very much.
Before that, Minister, I do want to confirm, so that when you leave here, you were not in that meeting, we know you do get reports, is the fact that NDA has been able to present here, and we all agreed that there has been a paradigm shift. They made emphasis on the key issues we have raised of that their COE is now according to the norms, and the issues of the post of the main department were also raised. But I think what I was raising is the matter of putting it on our presentation, because this goes into our archives, and those will come after us must be able to know that we all agree that this is the matter. But it doesn't mean members who are not satisfied with that arrangement of MDA or SASA will have a platform here to actually raise those matters and say, no, we didn't agree on that. We'll debate what here. So thank you very much for your input. It's spot on, and it gives a level the ground for us now to entertain the actual presentation, knowing very clear what is going on. Thank you very much. The ball is in the departmental court. You can go on your way. Thank you.
Honorable Chair, honorable members, sir, thank you for this opportunity to come and present the third quarter performance report. The people that are going to be leading us on the presentation will be Mr. Tsevis Tavani and Mr. Kripot Anten on the financial part. Without wasting time, I would like to hand over to them. Honorable Chair, the Minister of Social Development and members of the Portfolio Committee, good morning. MTG and colleagues, we are here to present our developmental performance as well as expenditure. Probably the important space since the second quarter, we we have changed the managers who preside the giving or in response to the recommendation from the Pumalo committee members that we need to try and just support of procurement, both our proper performance as well as the so that you begin to have an idea in terms of how we have performed the budget that was allocated. So in the presentation, it will be myself and the CFO, so we'll be presenting back and forth in terms of how we are, but where I can present some of the finances, I'll put it so that you don't understand. The outline of the presentation is the purpose, and then I'll present specific policies of the department for the current financial year or the previous financial year, the program reporting in terms of each program that we have, conditional analysis with some of the minister has covered, and then there should be the main part of the presentation which will be both the program as well as the expenditure, as well as the overall performance and of the summary in terms of how we perform. This presentation, honorable chair members, provides a summary analysis of performance of our social development department in respect to the implementation of some of the government priorities as reflected in our annual performance plan for the previous financial year, which was 2014-15. The position also provides the program overall expenditure. The strategic priorities of our department during the year under review is that the department committed itself to addressing the following key priorities. These are the priorities for the medium-term, these are medium-term strategic priorities, which is 2014 to 2019. One is to expand the child and more care services. This will be done through CBD the program, social welfare, sector reform, and to deliver better results. Thirdly, we prioritize to deepen social assistance and extend the scope of social security. Fourthly, we endeavor to increase access to early childhood development. We also, number six, prioritize to strengthen community development in intervention. We have also seek to combat substance abuse and gender-based violence. Also is the Food for All program, where we are seeking to increase household food and nutrition security. And also, as a priority, we want to provide the protection and promotion of the rights of other persons and people with disability, and finally, to establish a social protection system to strengthen coordination, integration, planning, monitoring, and evaluation services. These are contained within also the chapter 13 of our department. The purpose is we've got five programs in the department. We've got program one, which provides the leadership as well as management and support services to the department as well as the sector. We've got program two, which is social assistance. This deals with income support to vulnerable groups. Here it's just issues of transfers, of grants. Program three is social frequency policy administration. We've got program four, which deals with welfare services, policy development, as well as implementation. This tries to create an open environment for the delivery of equitable developmental welfare services through the formulation of policies, number standards, as well as best practices, and the provisional support of the implementation agency. Program 5 is Social Policy Foundation Service Delivery, which seeks to support, which provides support to community development and promote evidence-based policy in both the department as well as the social development sector. As I said, the minister has provided some of the context, and some of it were really confirmed during the recent budget vote to the portfolio committee. Here is to say, as a department, we need to understand the context in which we have been able to deliver some of our services, and so that we are able to contextualize the performance that we've had. And we have been delivering this services environment that has been marked by the triple challenges of poverty, unemployment, as well as inequality. The recent positive development suggests that social assistance programs still remain the most single government's significant poverty reduction program, and commitments, and Minister made this assertion as well in the budget vote, that the commitments by both our Minister and the Minister of Finance were made in terms of the consultation of the comprehensive social security reform. And in the budget vote, she indicated that she would be seeking approval from Cabinet for us to release this document at least by July. So, and internationally, the World Bank has rent, the agricultural transfers in terms of our child support rent that is amongst the top ones in the continent, and is still among the top five programs across the world in terms of absolute number coverage, as well as the percentage of the population coverage. And the CSG is trying to establish a social safety net in the continent. Mikonzo has spoken about it in the opening remarks. It is a collective sector-wide service delivery improvement initiative that is targeting the most deprived and rural poor communities, 23 deprived municipalities on the third world in the country, were covered by this reporting period. And this is supported, I think Minister in a budget post did paint a picture of, on the cases, on the two cases that in the whole world, as well as the fact that as the social development is supported, the official to be at the doorstep of the people that you deliver services for and learn more in terms of the difficulties and the conditions in which they confront them and the manner in which some of the people that are working there in terms of development partners confront them. But over and above that, it has assisted us to identify service delivery gaps with local level as well as between policy information as well as the implementation of the policy. It has also begun to increase our footprint and our visibility in the communities that we serve. It has also increased our understanding of the service delivery challenges that are set and backlogs through the direct interaction with local stakeholders, as Minister has alluded to say, through because we are able to meet various institutions in these communities, as well as important players that are providing services other than us as social development. And these have assisted us as social development to drive the citizens or in their service delivery. I think it's important as well to know that as we provide some of these services directly, but there are some of the services that as we provide some of the services through our partners, including NGOs as well as provincial departments, but there are services that we provide directly as a department. This would be including the registration of NPOs and so forth. I will now move to the next session and I'll ask my colleague before I pass the floor just to give the overall budget of the department in terms of where we are, and then I'll get in and then we do the program performance.
Good morning, members and colleagues. In terms of the social development, the overall spending up to 31st of December for end of quarter three, we spend on average 25% of our budget. And of course, as it is for quarter three, we spend 25.1%, and that represents 32.2 billion.
I'm sorry, Sean.
Okay. Can would you be comfortable, honourable member, if I say, can we proceed if it is shown there while we organise that you get it into your document? Is it you? But my request is that we proceed while we organise the document. Mm-hmm. Is that okay? In fact, we all received documents this week. Can we allow one member to speak rather than all of us speaking? Because I think I was still addressing Honorable Kopan. If someone wants to also talk, you will raise your hand. So what I'm suggesting is that, do you want us to adjourn and wait for documents, or do you want us to proceed, because it is showing there, because I've received mine this morning, not necessarily saying it's correct to do so, but I'm saying we are working with those documents in that arrangement. Can I therefore put forward this particular request that can we continue? If you feel we want to break, we will, because we will organize as long as there is one. We can print it out. Meanwhile, what is your best option?
We can continue the presentation, but we are feeling that in the future we get the document on time.
even on my email, I don't see, even on the hard copy, we don't get the consultation. But in future, we really like to get the evening. At present, here, I'm sitting here. None of my colleagues were given the documentation. But in future, let's do that.
Honorable Torres.
Thank you, Chairperson. Myself, I don't have a decision, but I would have a problem in seeing them because I don't have my special.
Okay,
so
sure.
I would suggest that we attend, we get those slides that are missing.
Okay, sure. Okay.
Few slides that are missing.
That's fine. Can we agree with the second proposal that let's print the document? Quickly, let's do that. Can we adjourn a few minutes? Plus minus 10 minutes will be enough. If I am making anything, I deny you if I see the children.
The only thing I have
is, we will deal with that later. Let's now. Let's go in that and then help the documents. Let's help, let's organize documents. Are you finishing any call to Apple Matter?
No, but you have never buy enough.
Anyway. Anyway, so many longer, but there was a time. If I imagine in Zimbabwe, Yan was okay, no trend of one. Well, soon, Honorable Whip. Honorable Whip. Honorable Malchal. Just a minute. The priority is to go to all departments and print this because we're facing 10 minutes. The fact that they are not here is something else, but what we need now is the document.
Lindy, let's not discuss this matter. It is a closed matter. The agency is to get documents. The ones who have the number one, you need the money that will print up. In 10 minutes, then the chamber saying, I am in the paper. In 10 minutes, I am going to go to the hospital. I am going to go to You only call people. You don't call people. You don't call people. You don't call people. That will tell us we can always correct everything after now. Just if now the India only echo by. That's what happened is a post mortem. Okay, sure. Post mortem. But what we want to do now is to get a document and then work on. You can call it this. I call it that.
I know, because we belong to opposition. You might think that we have decided for which information my year of any abandonment. I think that is really surprising. That suspicion is healthy. I'm not listening to them. 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 I'm not listening to but I think it's okay. And these people, everyone who comes here is very much happy like them. And which is, that's why I'm saying they can go to you and say, why is Uban a thief? And they can come to me, why are you responding in this manner? Because this is an open society. An open society.
I'm going to go to the next one. For months and months, when you celebrate now, you have your healing, you
forget them. That's what I'm saying. Iparlamente ayikho nalo. Iparlamente ayikho nalo. Amalunga wakho ayafuna ke ngoku into lakho ibe nendlela. Because ukuthi abantwana basekini awuyenza for ekhaya. I don't see any reason ukuthi ngibathe ngayo.
How far are they?
That's my question. I'm a donor for Andrew. Oh, man, who's in the Gale? Are you going to be an army? Even if documents are late to 21 for the visitor, that we can proceed.
We can proceed if they have a document to give us. And if I really
want, no. I know. Honorable members, can I make a plea that we try and share? This is another coffee for those who have got a poor size, so that the financials will leave out and deal with them once the documents are present. We can deal with the narrative, but the issue of finances will be dealt with once the document is available. But there is one document with me because I'm close to the screen. I can share with you because I'm close to the screen. Can we then proceed? Please, we apologize for disturbing you. Please go ahead.
Can it be mine?
No.
Are you having a debate, Asha? Or you will be forgiven. Don't worry. You will be given an opportunity. You are under pressure. In fact, to assist the meeting to go forward is the fact that we were dealing with the analysis and outline of all the strategic priorities which the minister had gone to, as well as the presenter Ubuthele. So now we're going to talk about can you I don't know the page, but I think it's yes. Now, we were supposed to deal with the program performance. We have gone through these percentages. But if we don't, if people can't see, we can't proceed with the present sense. Okay.
Yes.
I'm sure TFO then will come back at the end just for my
special
expenditure. But the bulk of the presentation is what is contained in the copy that the honorable member has. So I'm not sure.
Okay, so.
And then I'll allow the TFO at the end just to clarify on the issues of the expenditure, especially from the primary and the program. On administration, I'll just give the expenditure and the TFO in effect. She will come back. But just it's important to say we've been consistent in terms of spending. And the program one is 37.5% that has been spent by the end of December, which is the end of the third quarter. The distribution is there in terms of how it can be interpreted and the program is justified. In terms of the program, the first program that we look at is monitoring the law machine, which is also under program one, administration. There were about a number of targets for the third quarter. The first one was to update indicators and catalogs for short development sector, and this was updated when the national financial data was sent off the way all the people from all the provinces. We also had a target to validate performance data, and this was validated by the end of the third quarter. The also to produce short performance reports, and also including the development reports that I'm presenting, this was achieved. And we are able to produce the first and other reports by the end of December. We also have a target on the CPWP in terms of the evaluation of the CPWP of the social sector. And key center views and focus group were establishing with various stakeholders as part of the implementation of this evaluation was conducted by the end of the third quarter, and the draft reports of the findings were combined. On international relations, we had a target for the third quarter to facilitate participation in two international events, and this was achieved, the participation in BRICS, the International Social Security, the AU and the EU meeting were facilitated in terms of participation. On human capital management, we had a target to reduce the vacancy rate to 11% by third quarter, and this was achieved. And the current vacancy rate was 11% by end of the third quarter, that is end of December. We also had a target of 25 employees to attend identified skills development program, and this was overachieved at 94% of targeted employees were able to attend information from the third quarter of the program review. We also had a target on grievances and complaints and disputes, where we wanted to conclude 100% of all the grievances and complaints into the cases within the time frame, and 25% of those grievances and complaints were received, and also they were able to be finalized by the end of the first quarter. On communications, on the third quarter target, we had to reach 15,000 people via DST websites and social media, and we were able to reach quite substantially, as we reached 289,241 people via DST website and social media. And also under communication on public participation for both the minister and the deputy minister, we had targeted to hold four public participation events for the minister, one for holding four as well for the deputy minister. There was our achievement in this regard, where a total of 40 public participation were conducted or held, and we 22 being hosted by our minister and 18 hosted by our deputy minister. On also the third quarter target, in terms of reaching people, we had a target to reach 675,000 people through marketing and advertising initiatives, and here almost 89 million, over 89 million people were reached through marketing and advertising through marketing and advertising initiatives. On social assistance, I think it's a very straightforward one, even on the finances, because it's just about transfer. We are able to make the transfer, but the CFO, I'm sure, can just appreciate on when he presents his expenditure report for the third quarter. On the social assistance, I said, straightforward, where there are some elements of deviation, I'm sure SAFA, if they were afforded the opportunity to respond, they would be able to respond in the areas where they might have been, we will not be able to agree as the target as the target. But achieve more than the target, because the target of operation in 2024, but it is 353 workers that were able to benefit by the end of the third quarter. On the child support grant, we were doing well. We were able to increase the child support grant. We met the target for all the disability grants. There were some deviations in terms of the target, especially on the child dependency, and then the fourth target grant, and I'm sure my colleague from SAPA can provide more details, or the social security branch can provide more details regarding that. We had a package increase the granted aid beneficiary coverage to 82,000, and there was an over achievement regarding that as well. On the program 3, also thank you for the administration in terms of the expenditure. I'm sure we have all the copies now, let's review it. We seem to have done well, and by the end of the third quarter we have spent about 25.2% of the annual budget by on program 3. In terms of the program performance, we have a target of adjudicating 100% of all the appeals that we have received from SASA with complete record, and this was achieved. Where we had a target to adjudicate 50% of appeals within 90 days, and here there was a lack of achievement, and 55.8% of the appeals were able to be processed within the 90 days. On Program 4, Welfare Services, I'm sure the CFO will be able to explain the expenditure, because by the end of the third quarter, we will spend only 59.9 members, which is almost 50% of the expenditure. And I'm sure you'll be able to give the rest in terms of the areas where there might have been the cause. For this, we are on slide 8, for those that are following, I'm sure it's numbered accordingly. And proceeding to some of the programs within Program 4, one, we look at the services of children. We had a target to conduct capacity-based inspection in 4 provinces on the guidelines for the registration of shopping centers. And these were held in Northwest, and only one province was outstanding. We also had a target to collect and analyze information from 9 provinces on the implementation of the PPD. And this was achieved, and the information is available. On anti-theft and abuse program, we have attempted to monitor implementation by 9 national departments, and we were able to collect and analyze and consolidate inputs regarding implementation of the program of action from all the 9 national departments. From the 9 national departments, we also had the target on the implementation to support implementation of the National Grant Master Plan. We were as a department participated in the 6th session of the AU Ministers of Drug Control Conference, which the conference was held in Abuja, and the department had presented the National Grant Master Plan to the committee members of both the Department of Justice Constitutional Services and Development Committee and the Local Drug Action Committee in the Mandela Bay District, and finally the department hosted a treatment involved. On victim empowerment, we had to consult with the draft below victim empowerment support services, and this conversation with the National Victim Empowerment Program Management Team, members of the VEPP, one product set of the 24th of October 2014, and copies of the bill were distributed for further comment as well as in process. We also decided to monitor implementation of the gender-based violence prevention program. And as part of the model of the implementation of GBV, made positive role model campaign was conducted in Kenya Wote District, and this was followed by the celebration of the International Men's Day, and every day the campaign was conducted in both Kwazulu Natal and the facilities. On victim empowerment as well, we had targeted to develop a comprehensive rollout plan for gender-based violence command center, and rollout plan that was done in one province to which the province is recently. We also have a target to consult a center on the ground regulations for trafficking in certain types of 2013, and the business center consulted through commission workshop and the traffic policing were identified by the technical advisor and the traffic policing by Ruta to Minister for public policy in the government and letter for public comment. On services to all affected, we are the to manage, monitor, and develop sector support and provincial infrastructure and territory residential facilities we monitor and assess and to the breakdown that these were 80 in the Congo, 10 in the end, as well as 50 in the Kobalama province. We also have the to manage, monitor, and develop sector support and provincial assessment for community based care. We monitor 60 community-based care services we monitor the register and those were 4 each and 10, 53 in the former and 3 in Pumala. On the conducting active aging program for all offenses, we have achieved that the national active aging program was implemented in October, this year we have in Pumala. On things to people with disabilities, we have decided to consult on the draft bill on the social development services to people with disabilities. And to this regard, before we were able to hold stakeholder consultation on the bill, this was done during on the 19th and 20th November 2014. We also had to finalize administrative tools for the management and monitoring of the register or for the residential facilities of people with disabilities. And the policy guidelines and the registration of the residential facilities and associated tools have been developed as well as conducted internally. On program to service to families, we were able to conduct training, train two national departments and NGOs on the white paper for families, and three national departments and six NGOs were trained on this regard on the white paper of families. On youth program, now we had targeted 1,200 young people to participate in the mobilization program, and there was an overachievement as just almost 10,000 of youth participated in the mobilization program, and this could be disaggregated by provinces as demonstrated in the slide. There were 1,193 from the Congo, 863 from Mpumalanga, Northern Cape. There were 896 youth that participated in Gauteng, 2,500. Northwest, we 3,134 young people participated in Canada, it was 1,051. We also had targets in during the third quarter for 600 young people to participate and attend the leadership camps. And here, in 2,040 young people participated in the national camp, while something 8,945 those participating in Northern Cape and Canada and provincial camps and responsibility. So the total was about 1,224, which is almost double the target supported across. We also had targeted 2,000 participants to attend this development program with 50 services to young people. And 102 young people were trained in on mentorship leading up to the national weekend. And the totals and the breakdown of the disaggregation by provinces. On HIV and AIDS, we had to reach 185,000 people through social and behavior change programs, and to this regard, we were able to reach 55,497 people that we were able to reach through the social and behavior change programs. Also, we had the effort to reach 100,000 beneficiaries on psychosocial support programs. And here we did not meet the target, only 2,183 people that we were able to reach through the psychosocial support services. And I must say, Honorable Chair and members, that we have promised to when we presented the second quarter that it will only start from the fourth quarter that we are presenting the two functions that were transferred from the Department of Children and People with Disabilities. And here, this is the first time that we have promised that the third quarter will be able to. So I'm now going to present the program, which is Children's Rights and Responsibilities. We had a target to conduct one social campaign on the rights of children, And in terms of what we have achieved, National Children's Day event was held in November 2014 in Kendiga, and the focus was on ECD, and the new ECD facility was held over in the Tokyo Preparatory on the importance of ECD, in particular during the first day of the first 1,000 days of the child life. We have also a target under the Children's Rights Book for responsibility to hold one child participation session on empowerment of children, and the Children's Parliament was held in Cape Town in October 2014, and children around the country deliberated on issues affecting children, and the Parliament was held in conjunction with the Nelson Mandela Fund and the National Assembly. Also, on children's rights and responsibilities, we decided to cover the 6-7 municipalities to implement the child-friendly community framework, and 12 municipalities were capacitated, which means it was almost double the target. We also had a target to implement, facilitate, and monitor the use of Ulla and Abadwan by stakeholders and capacitating populated with data volume from department and social and community meetings were conducted to the child. On the right of the person with disabilities, which is another country that was offered, we had a target to draft a national disability rights policy. This has to be approved, and the cabinet approved the release of draft policy for publication for public comment in December 2014. That is before the end of the third quarter. We also had a target to coordinate national disability rights awareness month, and this was coordinated by end of the third quarter. We also had a target to initiate two capacity development programs to promote the realization of the rights of persons with disabilities. We are able to coordinate capacity development workshop in cooperation with the School of Government in the Eastern Cape that was done during December 2014, and also we supported the workshop on albinism and dialogue on disability issues during November month of 2014 in Jeffrey's Bay, that is in the Eastern Cape. In terms of the summary of the achievement from Program 4, I must say that we were able to consult with the FC sector. Through the provincial workshop, we were able to monitor implementation of the action plan for integrated social crime prevention strategy in four provinces, that was Northwest, Northern Cape, Southern, as well as the Western Cape. And three national departments and six NGOs were capacitated on the web paper. And we were able to monitor and register 50 community-based care services. And these were in Canada 10, in Pumalak. A main positive role model campaign was conducted in Kenya with the website. We were able to capacitate 28 stakeholders on substance abuse acts as well as regulation. We provided training to 257 community caregivers on psychosocial programs, and we trained 153 home community based caregivers on HIV AIDS as well as PCP programs. Finally, in summary, we were able to build capacity sessions, and these were conducted in Northwest Province on the guidelines for the registration of dropping centers in terms of the Children Act, and we analyzed information reports on the implementation of the model, and we built capacity to track policies to be able to implement the child friendly community framework, and 26 adoption registered in 50, and these were 52 in Dakar as well as 254 nationals. As I said, the CFO would then, during the time, provide the expenditure report.
Before that, can I request the members whether they don't need to ask questions, clarity in terms of what this program is about, so that when we go to the rents and cents, we know that your expenditure was in line with the actual program. But I would also want to say there was a column here when you said they are attending to complaints. So with that summary of attending to complaints, no one knows whose complaints or which complaints. So that we know that there is a program where maybe beneficiaries write to the department to complain, and then the department monitors those complaints, whether they are being responded to.
but we are not part of the department. So when you say something, you must a little bit articulate so that we know. You're saying complaints, this is the percentage we receive. Whose complaints? So I think such matters, we must give the members an opportunity to ask questions of clarity. But the Honorable Minister, maybe this should be somehow an innovation, probably as part of transformation. We believe that the questions, when the Honorable Members write to the Minister asking questions, they are not, they are asking questions from the Minister because it's the Minister that responds. But the question is directed to the department. It's the department that writes to the minister and says, in terms of this question, page by, this is what has been done, this is what has taken place. Now, we would want to actually find out whether the questions that you don't respond to, should we ask you when we are in a portfolio committee? If I wrote as a member of parliament and asked you, how far are you with this particular program? It's not really, really the minister who does the program. So if the minister does not respond, DG, it also falls squarely on you. I think, minister, we must develop a process of allowing the portfolio committee to also pounce upon the department. Because sometimes, maybe I'm being spoiled because I was once exposed to this arrangement, where people will continue saying the information is still in provinces. It goes back to what the minister said, that the acts or policies that we have do not enable the national to actually make the provinces account, which I think the minister is very correct. If there is no such a policy, we need to do something very quickly, because in any way the fiscus is a national, but when it is in provinces, it's actually managed by provinces. But if there is no improvement in a ward, we now have a problem as national because of a particular ward. So I think it's out for a discussion that how do we make it work? And secondly, how does the department write for somebody who is not part of the department, so that we can understand your input, like the example of the complaint or target on this and this and so on. Members, are you not able to... Yes, we are aware of the financial part of it. Okay, sure. There's program. Okay, Honorable Louis.
I think we can do the financial part too, because you see how that financial part links into the province of the department. You will see things immediately. So I prefer us to go on with finance and ask the questions. But your questions that you'd like to know, how we.
And program 5, have you presented program 5? Secretary, guide us on where is this program 5 we're talking about?
Is there a question of the presentation, Honorable Chair?
Oh, okay.
Okay, fine. On program 5, which is the special project in innovation, which is program that are public, with a package to create 15,000 job opportunities, and this was overachieved with almost double of these job opportunities created by the department. And we also had a target and a special project to support 500 sites. And during the third quarter, activities during the were largely around the registering of Gwanda and the Friday. On NPO program, we had a package to process 90% of NPO registration applications within 2 months of the trip. And here there was this process where that's where we need to process within 2 months. We also had a cycle to process, and 85% of all submitted annual reports within 2 months of receipt, and this was achieved within 2 months. Also, under NPO, we had a cycle to conduct NPO roadshows in 20 local municipalities, and this was achieved. We also had a target on capacity building to train 80 provincial officials, and yet there was an overachievement of more than double of these NPO provincial officials were trained, and 22 of them were still trained. On zero harm or food for all program, under program 5, we had a target to profile 100,000 households. Here we did not meet our target at 27,446 households were profiled by end of the third quarter. Also, under the third quarter, within the Zero Harm Output for All program, we have a target to ensure the 750 people are affected food through community development feeding programs. Here, there was an overachievement at 1,283,495 people. We, by the end of the third quarter, were able to access this food through community development feeding programs. Here, under Food for All program, we have a target to reach 15,000 people. Through community mobilization, and there was an overachievement here at 43,050 people were reached through community mobilization program. Also, on the final target here was to provide support 250 change agents, and this was overachieved at 3,077 change agents were supported within the Food for All Consider HAMA program. In terms of the summary of or the highlights of what I presented, under program 5 is the same. We were able to create, as a sector, 32,721 work opportunities through the community. We were also able to train 257 community development practitioners. We, as a department, during the third quarter or by the end of the third quarter, was able to establish 5 food depots in Gauteng. We was also able to establish 46 community CNDCs, which is Community Nutrition Development Center in Northern Cape, Gauteng, Northwestern of Limpopo. Also, one of the key achievements, we were able to make sure that 233,000 people are accessing food through the Food for All of the Lohana program in all provinces. The immobilization program was able to be conducted, and 9,347 young people participated in that immobilization program. Also, the national department, together with 2 provinces, this is Northern Cape and KZN, had leadership youth camp, and 1,224 young people participated in that leadership youth camp. And the department to conduct 20 NPO roadshows in 20 local municipalities, that is one per local municipality, and we're able to provide training on governance and compliance with the NPO Act 2435 NPOs. The overall summary in terms of what it means for us, I want to present it in terms of comparing the two, both the first and the second quarter. We have achieved of all the targets that we had for the third quarter, we only met or achieved 51% of those, which was a decline from compared to the second quarter. And also, we had not achieved 29% of our targets, and it's only 20% of those that are in progress, of those that we have met partially. I think this is the picture that I want to present in terms of our overall performance as a department by end of December 2014, which is the period of October to December as a third quarter. And then I'll pass my colleague or hand it back over to you, Chair,
Yes, we are in a hurry to get rents and cents. But this is critically very, very important. Just as you speak to your slide, because you are hands on, you do this work on a daily basis. To say expanded public works, for example, our main jobs come from this and this and this. Mm. If you also give us an estimate on zero hunger, you are able to say, for example, in certain area we have done this and this, and so many, just to
highlight that now we will be singing your song in terms of what you actually achieved. But we can't go out here as politicians and say, yes, indeed, this is what the number they employed in caring for bedridden people, or we say youth is involved in gardens and we have got so many. That's to give us an example of understanding what does this program mean, because ours is also not technical, it's also the substance and improvement on the quality of life. For example, because I do this on a daily, when I come and present, I would actually cite that in Ward 82, there are so many people who actually are doing the caregivers. Some are actually youth or and so on, because we don't know even when you talk about leadership, because we are not saying that when they have completed this course, some of them can become what and what. That's good, one example, to orientate your committee and sharpen their understanding so that they can do a better oversight. You can't do this now, but I think you must give us such highlights so that we are able to, and whenever you say youth leadership, we know what you're talking about. Zero hunger, we know what you're talking about. Food banks, you know why, we know what you're talking about. But otherwise, it would be just following a rhetoric. But I want to plead with the members before we go to Rands and Cents that Parliament is also generous with time. I really, really profusely apologize for you not having received the documents in time, and say, why don't we take this presentation as having been a brief, so that we go out and read the documents when we are in the next portfolio committee. First item would be to respond on issues raised by this document, and then go to the normal business of that particular day. It's just a suggestion, because we are not honestly following, because we didn't have a preview of the department, of which the chair is apologizing to all members, because I could have been lived up to ensure that documents are here. But bear with me, I was absorbed in other debates, yes, as well. I can acknowledge Honorable Wilson, Honorable Marilo, and I think Honorable Dikok. Van der Merwe. No. No, I acknowledge you, Honorable Wilson.
No, I know that.
Yes, I acknowledge Honorable Mabilo. Can we stop there? Okay. And then the two other hands that I've noticed.
Thank you, Jameson. I just put up my hand to say that I would second that proposal. I think there's a lot of questions, as you've highlighted, the specifics that are not clear that we would like to raise questions on, and there are time constraints, and I would like to second that we get the opportunity to go through this and have the second bite for a term with the department, so that we can formulate questions properly and get
Only hand I acknowledge is the one that says no to the, so that we can engage on that. So we seem to be in agreement that let's give ourselves an opportunity to go and read your document, so that when you make a presentation, we are quite clear and we are actually saying it's not a big deal, Mr. Buteles, to
to talk to your client and not necessarily read it as it is, but talk to it. You open up a page, you give us what is in your page, but you highlight so that we can follow you as your students very, very clearly and understand the content. So for goodness sake, parliamentary time must be always used effectively. Can we listen now to the rants and cents so that when we are out there reading our document, we will have made some notes? Can I give the CFO some time? Are you alright? Did you get it, the page? Alright.
The economic justification, compensation of employees, 94.5 million or 71.8% for the quarter and the future, giving indication for members that the quarter three, we have 702 full positions and 82 vacancies at the time. Goods and services for the quarter 87 million, for year-to-date spend of 51.2%. Then chances to municipalities, 10.8 million. Departmental agencies, 1.6 billion. And that relates to the chances to suffer. Higher education institutions, 200,000. Foreign government and international organizations, 4 million. Non-profit organizations, 53.5 million, and let me just quickly highlight the fact that although there's over expenditure, what happens with transfers, we need to get treasury approval. However, this approval, and this was a prior year approval that you have, the approval only came from the new financial year, and as a result, then indicates over expenditure, but that's also those amounts getting corrected during the adjustment process. So then we chose the former in over 20 years to date under a non-profit organization. And households, 89.7 billion in terms of the year to date expenditure. Just to indicate that 400, like I said, the 473,000 and the 4.8 million, that's the
3,000 is the approval for the partners in population development towards the building fund, and then in terms of the non-profit organization part of the CNDC food relief program. And we move to slide 15. Council administration. 7.5% at the end of December. In terms of the program, top program expenditure. Under the ministry, there's an over expenditure of 4.6 million. Departmental management. Sorry, that was available budget. The expenditure is 34.6 million. Departmental management, 41 million or 63.1%. Corporate services. Maybe let me also go and clarify departmental management. And then there is our strategy unit, our M&E unit, and our special projects unit. So because I'm only reflecting a sub program level, but below that, so that's making a difference. I just understand what it's English. In corporate services, that relates to our HR, communication, IT services, legal services. Here's the rate of expense, 84.1 million, or 86%. And then finance, 40.7 million, or 74%. Internal audit, 5.1 million, or 47%. And an office accommodation at the rental of our building, 17 million or 47.7 million. Slide 21. Social assistance, year to date expenses 74.3%. The details, and that will be elaborated when SASA do their presentation to the committee. We just highlight the grant because it's part of our budget. The old age grant, 36.6 million, war veteran, 4.7 million, disability grant, 14.1 million, granting aid, 206 million, foster care, 4.2 million. Care dependency, 1.6 billion. Child support grant, 32.4 billion. And then SRB, 380 million. That represents in terms of the grant expenditure, 89.7 billion or 74.3%. Slide 25, Social Security, Policy and Administration, the added expenditure, 75.2%. In terms of the sub-program, Social Security Policy Development, yearly expenditure 29.8 million, Appeals Adjudication 20.4 million, Social Grant Administration 4.8 billion, Social Grant Fraud Investigation 46 million, and the Program Management 3.5 million. In total, 4.9 billion or 75.2%. Slide 28, Welfare Service Policy Development, 59.9% spent at the end of December. The SAP program, service standards, 15.8 million, substance abuse, 20.6 million. And then the low expenditure is because of the transfer for the building of the substance abuse treatment centers, which at this point was transferred. Older persons, 6.8 million. People with disability, 7.2 million. Children, 43 million. Families, 5.9 million. Social crime prevention and victim empowerment, 28 million. Youth, 10 million. HIV and AIDS, 70.4 million. Social workers' scholarship, 158. terms of the movement of the designs and the trust of the provinces and then also people's disability. That because at that time that was the funding that we received from the Department of Women. You also call us in Integrated Health Development Program 546. The other direction is 81.9%. In terms of the sub program, social policy, policy research and development, 2.4 million. Special projects and innovation, 6.3 million. Population policy promotion, 23.8 million. Registration and monitoring of non-profit organizations, 22.2 million. Substance abuse advisory service and overtime, 2.9 million. Community development, 45.8 million. Transport, 178 million. And the program management, 2.4 million. In total, 284 million or 81.9. Just in terms of the load spending, the social policy research, they focus mainly on the vacancies and then the community development is in terms of the transfers to the community at the point in time. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you very much. Can I say if there are special questions that you want to ask clarities, but we stick to the agreement that you have briefed us. You are now allowing us an opportunity to take what you briefed and then go and read through. So that the next meeting, the starters are that we deal with this matter. But at the same time, we will request the department. That's why we're talking about issues of the organogram. It was referring to the matters that you're raising now. And you said your backlog is 11% of a vacancy rate, that you wanted to reduce that. At least we must have a bit of a target as to how far the reduction will be. No, you will look into those on your in your time. We are not going to ask you questions now. But also, Honorable Minister, if they will, Mr. Magwaza, ensure that the legal unity is up and alive, is able to write to the committee and say to us, the following areas are sub judice. So, Honorable Members, shouldn't want to ask questions on these matters. Guide us on your legal issues so that we are not accusing you of not being able to respond. The legal unit must always brief us through you and your machinery that these are under sub judice and this is how far we have gone to make our lives easy. Because I must be honest, the opposition members, we had a little bit of a meeting here while we were whiling away time. They say the questions, there's a backlog. And we are prepared also to support this committee that all questions will address the backlog so that we start on a clean slate. But the members of your technical team, Honorable Minister, will really, really agree with me that they think all of us were here. Because when they give us their targets, they just say they when they update us, they are not saying on what. If you say 10 provinces, if there are 10, were actually trained, which provinces? If you say 3 provinces or you say 100 youth, at least we must have a feel that after you have done this, there is this improvement. Please be proud of your giving us information that because of Inikonzo in Marikana, we have been able to achieve so much. Because we are supposed to train so many people, we targeted El Rado because they had a problem with drugs. And so this is improvement, you can see. This we are saying because we know there's improvement in El Rado, but we mustn't get it in the corridors. Let's get it from you. Be proud of your presentation. And when we leave here, we must be very, very energetic. knowing that a great work is being done. So next time when you come, we will be expecting more and more information, because your brief is like you're talking to people who work with you. Don't talk to yourselves, talk to the ignorant, ask, so that you can take that information further to your constituency out there. So let me thank the minister. When I thank, it's not that you're giving us a privilege, but I know there are many people that have gone to your office as we sit here, and will be alleging that she was not there. We were told she's near meeting. What meeting? The good example is when the Premier of Eastern Cape was called by a taxi people who were blocking the road. And the minister in the Eastern Cape, the Premier is a gentleman. And then the taxi people were saying, what? The Premier in a meeting of international women? Is this minister, is this Premier a woman? That this means this Premier is not coming to address taxi industry, because she is in an international women. So the issues are not known out there, why you are in a meeting and why as a Premier you can sit in the international women's meeting, because as long as you are not a woman. So please accept that ignorance and make us be live to your presentation. Can I thank all the members that attended this meeting, including yourselves, that have come. We have not been appraised as to who you are. We'll do this after the meeting. But as you go, all departments, all sectors, all units, systems go. Information be given to Mr. Magwaza. Mr. Magwaza will give it to us as those departments. Thank you very, very much. Yes, the end note is that we apologize for documents from this, and we are going to sit alone as this management committee and find out what happened to us. But the issues also relate to that somebody is going to ring the bell and will run like school children to be in the plenary in all over where the EPCs are found. Thank you very much for your time. You will be good next. The minutes are actually deferred. The minutes are deferred to the next meeting. Yeah, we are there deferred. So thank you very much.
Thank you, Doug.